Well, Leo, obviously delighted with that result. You know, it's right up there, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, 100%. Like, there's serious feeling in the dressing rooms there just to get an Ulster final. Like, it's, you know, it's what you dream of, really. Like, we never set our sights like this because, you know, county title was number one for us. Like, and, you know, we got that momentum, the wins in the county final, and as things are just rolling brilliantly, and there's brilliant feeling in the town, you know, and that's great.
Yeah, to come here today probably as well, 50-50 I would have probably think, you know, Clontibret had beaten Scotstown, who are a good side as well, so no more than yourselves, but really it'll set your stall out from the word go.
Ah, yeah, like, we knew what we're coming up against. Like, you know, no, Ulster football is very tough, hard hitting. Like, you're going to get very little from referees. They're going to let it go as much as possible. So we knew what we were up against, and like, those three Gidor games really set us up, if you like. You know, they were tough, hard hitting games, like, and coming out the other end of that, you know, it held us in great stead, you know, for making a push for Ulster.
5-1 up after what, about 12 or 13 minutes. That was a right good start.
Ah, yeah, I suppose we started very well, and we know men were taking their men on man, and I suppose we kicked some great scores there, and like, you know, it wasn't just one person, there was a lot of scores, you know, chipping.
I think those four or five different scores.
Aye, and their corner back, Kevin McGettigan, came up and kicked a raker, like, so, you know, things were going well, but, like, I suppose teams do have spells and games, and, you know, they came back well at us, and they kept coming back, you know, and it was credit to them too, like.
7-4 up at half time, you were in a good enough position, though.
A good
or 7-3, sorry.
A good enough position. Like, we knew if we could come out early in the first and the second half, you know, and try and lay down a marker. And we tried to do that, but I think Clontibret, where, you know, they came out to set out the stall. And
naturally enough.
Like, and they give a big push. And we kicked the points that we needed, and we held them out at the back line, like, you know, and suppose it was just, as you say, a great team performance, really.
Opening off game, once you got forward, like, you know, you hit them on the break and really hurt them.
Ah, yeah, we did a few times. Like, we knew the way they play, like, you know, they do push up man to man, and we knew if we could break a tackle, you were a run on them, and thankfully we got a few runs. We did probably make, you know, we probably slipped up in a few, and, you know, give a few balls away too, like, but at the same time, you know, we don't mind. We'll review all that and wait to see who we get in the final now, and just knuckle down and
look forward to it.
The games really this summer have helped you, really, because you have improved and really improved, and I suppose the young players in particular have the experience, and the experience of that 3-game marathon against Gwydor is really proving very fruitful and very positive now.
100%. Like, it really is the younger guys that are really stepping up for us this year. Like, you know, you could go through them all, like Ethan, Kieran, Kevin, Charlie, Kieran Gallagher, you know, all them fellas are really stepping up, like, and they're just, you know, we knew how good they were, but they really are showing it now, like, and I think Kieran, as a captain's role, is just really leading the team every day he goes out, and I think the whole team has a great respect for him, and he's just a great young fella, and he's leading the team, and it's just it's good.
Some of the old books are going well too. You had a mighty game yourself, probably one of your best in a while.
Ah, well, us old bucks are always there anyway, and as I say, the old wet, slippy day, and when it's nice and tight and hard hitting, it suits us too, like, you know, but we'll pass it off the young bucks and let them do the running, you know, that's kind of the way we work.
So looking forward, as you said now, to 2 weeks and getting ready for either Derry Connolly or Kilcoo. It's a nice place to be, and knowing that you can watch them tomorrow and see, and, you know, you were there, what, 8-9 years ago?
I 9 years ago we were there before, like, and I suppose we have regrets about that too. Like, we got bet by a good Cross Midlen team. I think they went on to win All Ireland that year. So, you know, disappointment from that. But it's just, we obviously know you don't get back there all the time. You see, it's 9 years ago since we were there last, and I suppose we were looking to make, you know, to have no regrets, you know, after this final. And just seeing even tonight what it means to the whole town of Glenties and Fintown, you know, the whole parish, just, you know, to see them, you forget sometimes when you're in a bubble and you're, you know, you're playing, you're training, your head's down, you're focusing on the game, to see then what it means to real club people out there today. And it's great, like, you know, it's more than football, really, like, and that, you know, things happen and things will happen, but moving towards Christmas is just really, you know, there's a great buzz in the town. It's really shortened the term to Christmas, thankfully.